This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police say that a second soldier has died following a crash that took place nearly a month ago. 22-year-old David Claudio died Friday. Claudio was a passenger in a car that crashed and rolled on September 17th at the 800 block of East Platte. 22-year-old Randy Castro also died in that crash. The driver was arrested, facing charges of vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and driving under the influence.
Investigators say the grandfather of a six-year-old boy left alone for at least 20 minutes before the boy drowned at Memorial Park last month. Court documents filed against Joseph Camacho indicated he told police that he had left the grandson alone in his truck while he went to the bathroom on September 30th. Witnesses at the scene said the boy may have been playing alongside the lake for up to 40 minutes before he drowned. Camacho has been charged with child abuse and crimes against an at-risk person.
Colorado Springs police issued a shelter-in-place order for the area of 3200 East Fountain. They stated that a wanted person search is going on in that area. That's in an area near Fountain and Shelton in southeast Colorado Springs. No further information has been released, but definitely an area to avoid. The El Paso County Coroner's Office now assisting with the ongoing investigation into a Fremont County funeral home where multiple bodies were found improperly stored last week. At least multiple refrigerated trucks carrying the bodies from Return to Nature Funeral Home arrived at the El Paso County Coroner's Office yesterday. The El Paso County says that their office will help their counterparts in Fremont County when it comes to examining and identifying those remains. The Fremont County Coroner's Office said that that could be a lengthy process. A candlelight vigil will be held this weekend for the families affected by that ongoing investigation. That vigil will take place 6 o'clock Saturday evening at the Penrose Park and Recreation District location on Park Place. A Facebook post about the vigil is inviting area residents to come together, offering support for those families impacted. Colorado, the only state where funeral directors are not licensed. Abby Swoveland and her family fighting for that to change after using Return to Nature in Penrose when her mother passed away just 2 months ago.
You have to have a license to drive a car, but you don't have to run a funeral home. Unbelievable. We as a state need to do better in protecting ourselves, our citizens. And I'll do whatever I can to help see that through.
Return to Nature now under investigation by multiple Colorado agencies, along with the FBI, for the alleged improper storage of more than 100 bodies. Abby took her mom to be cremated there in August. She believes that she's amongst those bodies in this investigation, as the crematorium has no record of her mother.
Children's Hospital Colorado is suing the Department of Defense to reverse a change that could cost the hospital millions of dollars. The Defense Health Agency is reducing TRICARE reimbursements to align with current Medicare guidelines. Children's Hospital says the changes could cost the Colorado Springs location over $13 million annually due to the lower reimbursement for outpatient services. The hospital also says the reduction could force it to cut pediatric health care services that help the entire community. Nine women are urging the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to investigate a health care facility in Colorado Springs. The group of current and former employees have filed a complaint against Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital, saying officials failed to protect them from a senior doctor who had harassed and assaulted them. They also claim the former CEO of the company told them to find other work if they couldn't get along with the doctor. An attorney for the group says they also plan to file a lawsuit against that company. And people living near Fort Carson should expect increased noises and dust due to training exercises over the next few days. Live fire training for the Army and Air Force personnel began yesterday. Pilots will be firing live rounds at ground targets, and some of the training will be conducted in the evening and overnight. The training is scheduled to end sometime tomorrow.
Finally, an engineering company that works closely with the defense industry ready to open its new headquarters right here in Colorado Springs. State and local officials will take part in the opening of the Infinity Systems Engineering Building at the Victory Ridge development today. The launch is part of an expansion that should bring more than 400 jobs to the area over the next 8 years. Company officials say it's likely they'll need to triple the size of the new building to meet the needs of our military and defense contractors over the next decade.
We do very well temperature-wise today. Above average, still 10, 15 degrees. 76 is the anticipated high in the Springs. 83 in Pueblo. We do have plenty of sunshine. What we do watch for, gusty conditions, winds in excess of 55 miles per hour. Our next system begins to move towards the region overnight. Tonight, we significantly cool down. By Thursday, 59, the anticipated high in the spring, 67 in Pueblo. The Springs and North could see a shower, maybe a flake or two across the divide. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Ruck.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.